Was it ever frustrating at all moving around so much at Michigan?
Oh, no, not at all. I wouldn't say so. I mean, I feel like it kind of helped prepare me for the next level, you know, but all of that is kind of like out the window now. Of course, you know, I got a fresh start, so I just want to make the most out of it.
Being a former safety, do you take pride in your coverage skills at linebacker a little bit?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I take pride in everything, you know. Right. I think everything is important, you know, and especially playing at this level is a small room for error, so.
What was it like getting the call from the Patriots after the draft?
It was great. You know, it was great, but I was kind of like over, so it took a second. You know, I told my family, and they, you know, they're happy about it. But right now, it's kind of like that point is over.
Right. How are you getting along with all the rookies around here?
I feel like I think I'm getting along with them well. You know, of course, we're in a grind period, so we just got to keep working.
Did you expect to get drafted, or do you think you might have to take this route to the NFL?
Really, I really didn't know what was going to happen. You know, I feel like a lot of guys really don't know as far as, like, what round or anything. And, you know, you just want to make the most out of it once your opportunity arises.
I know you played a lot of different positions in college. How do you feel like that might help you here?
A lot, you know, a lot. I feel like just applying everything that I've learned, you know, and especially I think that things are different come to the next level. You know, college is done, and now NFL is here in the present, so just got to make the most out of it.
Is it difficult bouncing back and forth between different positions, offense, defense? Was it tough to pick up on things?
Yeah, it was, but you know, you just got to adapt to every situation.
Have the Patriots talked to you about your versatility?
Not really. You know, I think they know about it. You know, they know all the things that I can do. You know, it's just about finding that perfect fit, and whatever they feel is best, you know, I'm on board with it.
Do you know that this organization's had other players with that versatility, like Jamie Collins, Rob Ninkovich, those type of guys?
Yeah, oh yeah. This is definitely one of the biggest things here, you know, and I'm glad that I'm fortunate enough to be able to do a lot.
Did that play into your decision to sign here at all?
I don't think so. I just felt like me and my agent, you know, we talked about things, and we just wanted to make sure it was a good fit, and, you know, which it was. This is a nice program and everything, and you just want to be a part of it.
Do you have a lot of offers coming out of college from teams as a free agent?
Out of college?
Out of, like, after the draft, I should say. Where did that run? After the draft, did all the teams call you?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say a lot. You know, I just, you know, picked up the phone. The Patriots, you know, me and my agent, we kind of talked things over or whatever, and, you know, I'm just here now, so.
Nice to have a teammate along for the ride with you.
Yeah, you know, one teammate from the past, and a lot of teammates to learn, you know, and to get to know in the future. So, yeah, it's definitely great.
Do a lot of special teams work in college?
Yeah, I played almost every special teams in college, yeah.
You talked about your versatility. What can you do? What would be the list that you would give us on the things that you...
Well, I mean, I played a lot of different positions, you know, in college, you know, and I can't really stress how much it's definitely over, you know, it's so much to learn here at the next level that, you know, but I feel like I am versatile and I can do some things.
I know Tom Brady visited you guys in college, Jeremy told us during draft weekend. Yeah. Do you remember that visit from Brady and maybe some of the messages that he gave you guys? What did he tell you guys when he came to visit?
Yeah, I mean, he just talked about leadership and, you know, really seizing opportunity, you know, and those were two things that stood out to me, you know, me being a captain in college, which is over, you know, but, you know, really just taking it all in and trying to receive everything is really what I tried to get from it.
Everyone says they're excited. Are you nervous?
Yeah, of course. I'm sure everyone has a little bit of nervousness, but once you get on the field, you just try to put it all aside and, you know, you play what you've been doing, you know, do what you've been doing for all your life, basically.
I know you guys have got out on the practice field a little bit. Have you been used at linebacker, defensive end? Is there one position they're sticking you at right now?
Well, we're all just trying to learn everything, you know, through special teams. I've also been working with a variety of linebacker positions, so it hasn't just been one linebacker spot.
Feel more comfortable at one spot versus another outside linebacker versus end, or, you know, is there a spot that you've had the most experience at that you might feel most comfortable in?
Not really. There's no spot that, you know, everything's new, so I wouldn't say that one spot is more comfortable.
You started your college career on the offensive side of the ball, correct?
Yeah.
When they approach you about making the move to defense, were you hesitant at all? Were you reluctant, or what was your reaction?
No, I was all for it. You know, I wasn't hesitant about it because I played it in high school too. So, you know, it was all natural.
How much can being versatile really help you, especially here, when you know that that's something that Coach Belichick, you know, loves to see out of players?
I feel like it can help you, but also, you know, it can hurt you in a way because you got to learn so much. But at the same time, you know, you open up your opportunity to make the team and everything. So I feel like it definitely can help me.
Is it difficult to manage that, being really good at one position versus, you know, trying to cram that a bunch of?
I feel like it's all about how you make it. You know, if you make it difficult, it's going to be difficult. But if you go in there with a positive attitude, then it'll help you even more.
You say you had a lot of special teams experience. Is it all four core special teams units? Did you play punt return, kick return, all four of those in college?
Yeah, well, I played punt, played kickoff return, kickoff, you know, not all of them in the same year, but in different years, of course. But yeah, I've definitely played a lot of special teams.
How much does special teams suit your skill set?
A lot, you know, special teams, you know, and I feel like I'm an athlete, so I feel like it definitely can help me make this team.
Did you meet with the Patriots before the draft?
Yeah, I did.
Did they talk to you a lot about special teams during those meetings?
Yeah, special teams is definitely a strong suit here. You know, you want to make the team on special teams.
Did you have any preconceived notion about the Patriots when you came in here?
Not really. No, I wouldn't say so.
Just about Brady?
Yeah, well, I mean, not really anything about him. I just felt like, you know, this is a great program to be a part of.
Did Brady speak to you guys as a team last year at some point?
Yeah, he did.
What was that experience like?
It was great. You know, it was great, you know, having a guy who really accomplished a lot, who's fought through adversity, really tell his story. I feel like it was a great experience.
Did you guys have any idea that was going to happen?
No. Yeah, we just came to a meeting and there go Tom Brady. So it was great. Yeah.
It was last summer, right?
Yeah, last summer.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
What did you take away from that?
Really, just how to fight through adversity. You know, fight through adversity. Of course, he had a little bit of adversity that he had to fight through his time in Michigan. And I felt like, you know, I did also. And, you know, I just tried to apply that to my situation. So, you know, it was all great.
You didn't overlap with Mallett for his season there, did you?
No, yeah. I wasn't there when Mallett was there.
Okay.
Yeah.